World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, man, I got a lot of stuff to try to get in today. And, you know, when I come down and I think about this show and what we're going to do, sometimes I feel like I'm speaking to maybe several different audiences. And people have to say, I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to hear about that. Well, we're going to talk about that here today. And you make the decision whether you want to hang in there with us. We had quite a weekend at Indian Lake, Ohio. And I just want to do justice to the time and effort and energy that we spent up there and the sacrifice that people made. I never really got a full count, probably about, I'm guessing maybe 20, 25 of us spent Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Some even stayed and helped yesterday, Sunday, up at that tornado ravaged area up in Indian Lake, Ohio. And you know, that's something I was going to do, John. I don't know if you can do that real quick. If you can pull up a map of Ohio so people can see where Indian Lake was. And folks, I promise you, this isn't going to be boring. You're going to enjoy every bit of it. Indian Lake is north. I'm sorry, west of Johnny's Clune. He don't even know where Ohio is. There it is. It's west of. It's on the western edge of Ohio for the most part. There you can see that big island and the big lake right there in the middle, Indian Lake. And what was really amazing about it, you see down at the bottom. Russell's Point is one small town. There's Lakeview. It's another small town. There's Chippewa Park, which is another small town. And so when we went up there, it was kind of disorganized in that there wasn't any really big city that could control. So we spent a lot of time trying to find pastor we could work with, find jobs, duties, things like that. And I just want to jump off of here real quickly and just give you some pictures. Gary, God bless Gary Pierce. Gary went through the whole thing and took a whole bunch of pictures that I want to run through here for us. Please stay with us. I don't care about these pictures. Stay with us. You're going to be blessed by what you saw. And I want to thank everybody who showed up. And we had people, we had some showing up that I'd never even met before, and they heard about it on wherever. And we were able to physically leave because of you folks out there. About $9,000-$10,000 we dropped into that community. Checks we wrote to a church, another evangelist out there. So we took the money that we've raised, and we're going to, on an ongoing basis, we're going to continue to fund a lot of what's going on up there at Indian Lake. So if you bear with me, and I want to run through some of these pictures, the stuff that you can see what's going on, see some of our team. And hey, folks, I'm telling you, I've seen a lot of these things. It's pretty amazing to see absolute places just disappear, just turn into a pile of sticks. A lot of cleanup. So remember, this is about 8 or 9 days afterwards now. So I don't know, Johnny, can you just start rolling through those and I'll let people see exactly what it was we were doing. So a lot of these kind of houses, again, a lot of these places were just, they were just summer homes for some of them. And we worked some chainsaws. So we had quite a team. And so we'll just continue to roll through them. And I don't know. Look at those signs. That's a sign, folks. One of those big billboard signs. There were about four of them along that line that were twisted, like somebody just grabbed them and twisted them around. This was a boat area where this guy's trying to pull debris out of the water. This was at the marina at Indian Lake. There's old Bob and Betty Perkins. We did a lot of cleanup there at the marina itself, where a lot of people had a lot of homes and summer homes, that kind of stuff. It's two good folk right there. Me and old Eddie, same thing. A little quicker. Keep going, Johnny. Can't even hardly see that. Who was that? There's Glenn and Phil Parr, who came with us, man. Just guys that gave their time and effort and energy. This is another area. It was like this Just keep clicking through them. Something important, I'll tell you. Here we're chopping, cutting up trees. John Hartzler carrying a big hunk of tree. So much firewood. Too bad we couldn't collect all that firewood and bring it home with us. We showed up. We had 6-8 chainsaws gone. Just great volunteer efforts. Great volunteer work. So there's the address. There's old Bob's Park Street. That's Bob's van. There's we had the disaster relief banner up. It's just a couple that were just so grateful that we were there. You just can't imagine how many people. Oh wow, you had to feel it. You had to see it, to feel it, to understand it. That's somebody's house. At the end of the day, that's what it looked like. There's Betty and Danica and their crew coming as well. We appreciate them coming. Pastor Bill Dunphy brought his grandchildren down there. It's good to take young guys and put them to work Again, keep going. So we just recognize again all those people volunteered, and all of you sent money, it was a mess. It was a mess, but we had some great camaraderie. I had some guys tell me it was one of the most life-changing things they'd ever been part of, because there's something innate inside a guy's heart to want to help people. There's Dan Dave Allison. What a dude he is, man. He stayed to the very end. That's Eddie, who just old high school buddy of my friend, my brother, who just showed up. Yep. Ricky, that's Ricky. And there's Watt. I mean, on and on. Keep rolling here, man. Trees went into the water. We had quite a job pulling up an old tree out of the water that huge trees. There's old Dave and Dave Allison in action again. He's got his gear on. This is another, again, moving some of the wood that we had to saw up. Oh, I can't even remember his name. God bless him. He came, brought a truck and did all the care. We throw the trash in his truck, and he could take it and dump it and come back. And he was a sweethearted guy. Sorry, I can't get his name in my head. Go ahead. He was a local. Again, just clean the size. Look at the size of that tree. And those things just snap off like twigs, pretty big. I'm not going to bore you much longer. Hang in there with us. And again, just want to thank all of you that contributed. This is part of the cleanup area, that debris everywhere, all around that lake, stuff destroyed, houses everywhere you look. Yeah, thank Gary for taking these pictures. We're going to try to tarp this roof, and it snowed on us the next day. We couldn't. Debris left in the water. Who knows where that came from? That didn't come from those local places. That blew in somebody's boat. Look at the destruction in the background behind it. Everywhere you look. That was somebody's house a week ago. Uprooted trees everywhere. What's that? Oh, buddy, Coach Norm. There he is. He brought a bunch of pizzas for us. Norm's lost 80 pounds. He's lost 80 pounds. And he showed up on what was a Saturday night, brought us all a bunch of pizzas. What a guy Norm is. Bill Dunphy and his son-in-law and his grandsons. What a great experience to bring young kids to labor like that. And here these guys are. They had to tear down that fence, actually. That's what they were working on. So, we had a lot of people going in a lot of different directions, doing a lot of work. Those are our vehicles. Old Bob Evans, there's a man. He took care of all the chainsaws for us. There's another tree that literally broke off halfway up. We had to disassemble all of that tree. And you see what's going on. This is how the kingdom works, folks. That tree we cut up, we pulled it out of the water. We stacked it up. We drug it down. There's a boat right next door in dock, and nothing happened to it. You can't explain how some things happen. That's me eating an old dead fish. Not really. An old dead fish that flopped up onto the ground. There's somebody, I can't even see his face, cutting up these huge, huge logs. The tree just broke off halfway up. Oh, my goodness. Who the heck is that? That Glenn, I think. God bless Glenn, hard worker. John Hartzler, I think, on that saw. I might be the wrong guy. Oh, help me out. It is. My brain's dead. Betty. This is the couple. By the way, go back. That's the couple who they owned the property that we showed up, and they just couldn't believe. They couldn't believe that we would show up and do that for them. It was actually their mother's property right on the lake where the tree came. Didn't do a lot of damage to the house, praise God, but I brought down a couple of trees. Unbelievable. Go ahead, next one. Is that Gary? Gary had to get in the picture. Same thing. There's a tree in the water. That's the house we just showed you. Look at the size of those cuts we had to make. There's Ricky back here with his shirt off. He's half loony, I think, Ricky. There's a tree. We drug all that out of the water for him. Carried it all away. That's Dan out there. Dan fell in the water. There's our disaster relief banner. And, boy, more. Don't want to miss anybody. We'd stack the wood, load it up, take it out. I wish I'd start a firewood business. There's Dave and me sitting there eating. I'm eating some carrots, and Dave's eating something else. The geese are all screwed up. They couldn't figure out where to land. It just infects everything environmentally. Bunch of geese. That's the overflow dam. We're just trying to give you a feel for what we did. Is that it, John? All right, baby. Gary, thanks for taking all those pictures. And I'm sorry if it, if you guys didn't get a good feel for what was going on there. So God bless all of you. And again, want all of you to know that we try to, Glenn, go ahead. Come on in here, Glenn.
Yeah, it was, it was really a team effort. But, in addition, the fellowship was tremendous.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, we sat around Friday night. Coach Norm brought all those pizzas to listen to the stories that he had. It was just, he just kept us riveted. And then I learned the difference between homogenized and non-homogenized milk from John Hartzler. So it was really good.
And then the fellowship is really, really good. And again, we thank all of you out there who donated. I don't know. I haven't really figured it all out yet, but I think we raised in the neighborhood of about $10,000, and we left at least 8,000 of it already. We've already distributed that to a pastor and to, as I said, another evangelist, and we had expenses down there, and so we're going to make sure that the money gets back into the community as it comes in, and we figure out what we have. So I just, if you guys want to continue to send and help us, we appreciate it. I know there are checks in the mail probably that are still coming in, so we'll make good use of it. Anybody out there, before I switch gears here, anybody that was part of the trip would like to come in and say anything about it so people would understand? Look, folks, I'm not trying to pat us on the back, but a lot of people out there gave a lot of money, and I want them to see where their money went. Betty, come on in. Give us a little bit of a poor old Betty for a while. She was the only woman there. And so she was kind of hanging out with us as best she could, but she's a real trooper. Your feedback, Betty?
Well, I it was very humbling. And I tell you what, I was so glad to be with a bunch of warriors that were fighting out there and picking up and cleaning up. I tell you what, I couldn't be with a better bunch of people in my whole life than these guys. Amen. And Blake and we worked side by side. We watched out for each other. We took care of the neighbors, and it was just a great, great experience in its own. And Glenn is right. Friday night and Thursday night, it was so wonderful. It was to sit there and get to know each other so much better. I had such great talks with those guys. I tell you what, I will treasure them forever. I will treasure this moment and this time that we had together.
There's something that happens, folks, when you serve others, and there's something that happens when you serve others together. A camaraderie, it's really, really kind of hard to understand. Dave Allison, come on in, and I want to pat Dave a couple times on the back because he really was, he was part of a big part of the organization, organizing, finding places for us to go, pulling the chainsaw, doing all that stuff as well. Dave, come on in, man. Dave was from Michigan, drove all the way down from Michigan. My crew had to come back. We came back on Saturday evening after finishing up Saturday evening. But some of the guys stayed overnight and worked again on Sunday, and I believe Dave was one of those. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, it was a great time. And also we don't want to forget there was a couple more gals showed up there Saturday, and they worked all day yesterday as well, a portion of it. So I want to thank them as well. Coach, I want to thank you. You showed me how I could share the gospel with a chainsaw.
Amen. Amen. You know, friends, one of the things that was really amazing, I'm going to shift gears here, but just bear with me, okay? one of the things that was amazing about it, and we've done a lot of relief like this. These are all small towns. Like I said the other day, right? There was Indian Lake and Russell's Point, and so the organization pulling it together was really kind of slow. And as a result, we really struggled to really see people. There weren't people there, folks. Their homes had been blown up. There wasn't any electricity. So normally, you know, we're going around and trying to help people fill their needs. And there was all kinds of food. People were there. A lot of good organizations coming, handing out food. So we ate well, probably too well. But the idea of really getting together and being able to minister to people the way we wanted to, they weren't there, friends. Their homes were gone. There was no power. And they weren't around. Now, on Saturday, many of them came back, I suppose, because it was the weekend. We did begin to see many, many more of them. But the cleanup efforts that are going to take place there are really, really, really just beyond imagined description. So thanks to all of you out there. And if I forgot to mention somebody, it wasn't because I didn't appreciate you. It's because I just got a lot going on here. Got a lot going on. So thanks to Gary for doing all the pictures and yada, yada, yada. And I want to, hey, if you could real quickly, Jonathan, go to my Facebook page. Go to my Facebook page. Pull that up there. And folks, I'll show you. I got a running clock going on right here, so I'm a little bit distracted. But scroll on down, Johnny. Maybe we can show just a couple videos that I took on the scene as we were doing it. Not that guy. Keep on. I don't know who he is, but it's good to see him. Not that one. Not that one. Not that one. Not that one. Not clear down at the bottom here. Here comes one. Here comes one. Go ahead and see if you can play that, Johnny.
Dan fell in the lake, actually. He was cutting,
push me.
Tree. Dan went in the water. Now, the water was the water was really good. It was about 29 degrees. Just now, couldn't have been that. It had been frozen. This is Eddie. So our crew is now changing location. Go show you what's going on here. So evidently, again, I shared with you in the last video that we've picked up but we're working now with a church down here.
Coach, can I take this bike?
This stuff's all junk, I think. I think
no, it's not junk. How dare you say that?
Well,
poor stewardship on your part.
They've put it out here to throw away, right? They're coming. Yeah, they're coming around. So,
okay, so you can stop on that. Pull down, show them another one.
Believe it or not,
another one's on real quickly. Bear with me, folks. There we are. We're cutting down the trees in the water. People who supported us deserve the opportunity to see what we did. That's what I'm saying.
Just showing you the true hard at work there. While I have a little bit of a break. Sun's coming out.
That's where Dan went in the water.
Trying to pull this big old tree. Look at that thing. Broke off. Trying to pull it out of the water.
Go to the next one, Johnny. Go to the next one. I got several. Just try to do little clips to show people exactly what it was going on. Here's another one.
Hey, friends. Saturday morning here, Coach Dave. We're still in Indian Lake. Actually, I think we're in Lakeview. Can I turn this thing sideways? Let me see if that gives us a... I can't turn my phone while recording. Okay, well, so here's... This is just kind of like this all over the lake. By the way, we had snow overnight. Temperature's down, pretty chilly. We're just in a little lakeside neighborhood here. And so we're trying to cut up this huge tree for this couple over here.
Go to another one. Just kind of show you that we're moving around, doing as much as we can in different places. Show this one here.
Okay, Paul,
watch us pull this tree down. This tree was damaged.
Got it connected to a skid steer.
And
ropes tied
so
up
we connected
the top
it to
of
a skid steer,
it
cut it off, and
they're afraid they're gonna
watch
fall
this thing come
wires.
Tumbling down here.
He's
move
cut
that head a little bit,
bottom.
Johnny. Move it up about halfway through. Takes a while for it to pull. Okay, about there. There are a lot of trees like this that were somewhat damaged. We tried to get out of the way, you know, so people didn't fall on somebody's house or whatever. Connected it to a skid steer and timber. It's amazing when a tree comes down how far it goes. Some of us scrambled because it was close and we realized. Trust me, it's going to come down. Hang in there with me. We're going to get some good stuff here in a second, other than this. Well, this is a bunch of nothing. Oh, timber, pull that thing down. Move it ahead, John. Move it ahead. Pull that thing down.
All right, hang on here. We're going to get her.
You know, I've seen enough of this. Trust me, we pulled down.
You guys ever notice it? Oh, here we go. Look out.
Well, that wasn't worth watching. Go to the next one real quickly. Is there another? Yeah, go next one. Go next one. Yeah, go to that one.
Where we're at it again today, day number two. We found an area back there. I'm going to walk you out. Well, let's not do it backwards. Let me flip this around. A lot of chainsaws buzzing.
Right, there's old Dave. Okay, Coach, I've seen enough. I didn't tune in to watch all that stuff. I tuned in to hear you yell and scream and all. So, again, God bless all of you out there who contributed, donated. I don't know if we're going to do another trip or not. This is going to be ongoing work for sure. So, if we are, we'll make you aware of it and give you a chance to be part of it. And as I said, it's a life changing. Event. By the way, before we go to break, I got about a minute left here. I just want to acknowledge our buddy, Dr. Paul Goslin, who stepped to the plate and helped one of the people in the queue again this weekend. Her mother was near death in the hospital, older lady, 95, and they wanted to try to kill her with remdesivir, of course, right? So we made a call to Dr. Paul, and he stepped to the plate and helped out again there. So we just got it. We have an unbelievable team here, friends. Unbelievable. I got some information maybe I won't get to today on what Randy's been doing again. Of course, Randy's always out there getting things done. So we come back. I'll run to a break. We come back. We're going to get in a little bit more to the nitty-gritty other than hurricane or tornado relief and show you some things, issues we need to be concerned of with the eclipse coming up and all that stuff. By the way, I'm not chasing after end times with the eclipse like I hear a lot of people are doing. But certainly a sign, right? Certainly a sign in the sky. So hang in there with us. We'll be right back on the other side. Okay, John, that's the first 22 minutes of it here. You didn't give me, I'm not complaining. You didn't give me a clock here. Okay, folks, so I'm going to pick it back up. I'm going to say, here we go, and then we'll be out. We ready to go, Johnny? All right, 3, 2. Hey, welcome back, folks. And again, it was an amazing, amazing trip. But I want to shift gears. If we could, John, pull up number one. Pull up number one. Psalm 37. My wife read this to me last night. By the way, my favorite scripture in all the world, John, is go down to 37:23. Scroll down to 23. It's what I've based Pass Assault Ministries on. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. I wrote a book about my experiences when I got sued by the American Civil Liberties Union, and I titled it A Season Ordered by the Lord, based on Psalm 37:23. But hey, folks, this is for all of you out there who have been told that God loves everybody and yada, yada, yada. He doesn't have any enemies. And so Michelle was reading this to me last night, and I thought, holy smoke, are you ready? You ready, friends? Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. So evidently, there are evildoers and there are workers of iniquity. For they shall soon, this is the word of the Lord, they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Let me stop right there. Let me stop right there, because that's one of the most misunderstood scriptures in all the Bible. Delight yourself, Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. That doesn't mean he will give you what you want. That means he will put his desire in you. He will change the things that you long to do. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. You see that, folks? See, we have that just backwards in Christianity. We think if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he's going to give us whatever we want. Big house, big car. Oh, no, 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 no. He's going to give the desires in your heart. He's going to put in Dave Allison's heart to want to go do it again. He's going to put in Tim Tuber's heart the desire to want to go serve. He will put it in you. If you want, delight yourself in the Lord. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and the judgment. Oh, yeah. He's a God of judgment and justice, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Don't sit around and worry about Fauci and all those criminals in Congress. Don't worry about that. Their day's coming. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any way to do evil. Look, folks, it's okay to be angry. Don't let it become evil. Don't let it possess you. Don't let it totally consume you. Let it motivate you, okay? Watch. Why? For the evildoers shall be cut off. This is the word of the Lord, friends. This is the word of the Lord. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. And again, the word hate means, wait means serve, not sit around and wait. Serve the Lord. Those who serve the Lord shall inherit the earth. For yet in a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. Folks, we're going to see the righteous exalted in this land, but the meek shall inherit the earth. And the meek aren't the passive, let everybody do what they want to. The meek are, it's a picture of a controlled stallion, reins on a stallion. That's what the meek are. Controlled power, controlled authority. Those are the ones who are going to inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Isn't it amazing that when the meek show up, peace follows? The wicked plotteth against the just. The wicked are plotting against Bill Dunphy right now. They're plotting against him. Yep. And they're gnashing upon him with their teeth. That's what the Lord says is going to happen. But the Lord's going to laugh at him. For he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword. And they've bent their bow to cast down the poor and the needy. Talking about government here, folks. The new world order. Whoever these guys that are running the world, they've drawn out their sword, they've bent their bow to cast down the poor and the needy and to slay such as be of upright conversations. No wonder they're locking them all up. No wonder why. It's right there in the word, says they're going to do that. But their sword shall enter into their own heart and their bows shall be broken. Hey, can somebody out there say amen? Can I just get somebody to take a minute and say amen? This is
amen.
Christianity Amen. Is victory, folks. Christianity is overcoming. You get that? Huh? Yeah. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of Bill Gates. Be better to have what Steve Deck has and what Bill Gates has. I can tell you that. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. Hey, be encouraged today. Be encouraged today. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. And their inheritance shall be forever. It's going to be passed down forever. My inheritance passed down to my children and my grandchildren. Praise the Lord. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. And in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. Who? My prodigy. They're going to be that. But the wicked shall perish. And the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume. Into smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borrow, the government taxes, and gives the money away. But the righteous show mercy and giveth. That's what y'all did. That's what y'all just did in Indian Lake. You showed mercy and you gave. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth. And they that be cursed of him, they're going to be cut off. Why? Because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He ordered Dave Allison there. He ordered Bob Evans there. He ordered Betty Perkins there. And they went, right? They went.
Amen. Amen.
Though the good man falls, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. When you fall down serving the Lord, he picks you back up. He grabs you by the hand and picks you back up. He said, I've been young and I've been old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. The righteous, huh? He's ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, baby. and he forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. Time out a minute. You guys think he's lying? Now, my Bible says that I believe it. That settles. Well, there it is. There, right there it is. The seed of the wicked shall be cut off. Why? Because the righteous are going to inherit the land. And they're going to dwell there forever. Something's happening here, baby. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Didn't they say, who are you to judge? We're not supposed to judge. What's that say? His tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, and none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous, and they seek to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord. Serve the Lord, not wait. Serve him and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are called off, you're going to see it. I've seen the wicked in great power, spreading himself like a green bay tree. And he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but that wicked dude could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. You get that, folks? Huh? You get that? The end of that man is peace, but the transgressors shall be destroyed together. Well, I thought God loved everybody. Transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. And he shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. That's Psalm 37. Psalm 37. Can I get an amen out there? Somebody out there say amen for me. Amen.
Amen.
All of Christianity's doom and gloom, doom and gloom, doom and gloom. He told us the wicked were going to be here. He told us they were going to oppress us. He told us at the end, we're going to conquer. We're going to overcome. We're going to overcome them, despite what everybody else wants you to see. Wow. Wow. I learned something this weekend. I went to church with our grandkids were in a Easter play at their church. And I went to the church and I sat there and I observed big church. And I learned something from the pastor. Let me say this so everybody understands. Johnny, where's the clock? Am I doing okay clockwise? I got to share this story with her. I'm sitting beside one of my daughter's friends in the church, and because she's sitting right beside me at the conclusion of this service, I just start to pick up a conversation with her. And you know, she's 38, 39 years old. You know, and I see him every once in a while, but I don't really interact much with him. It's my daughter's friends, and we had a really, really good conversation. I prayed with her, and she called my daughter last night, called Abby, and said, "Wow, man, your dad, what was the word, Michelle? Your dad sure was something anyway. Joyful, joyful." She says, "Boy, your dad sure was joyful." And it pulled me back a bit, Steve. You know why? You guys see me as huffy puffy, sucking on grapes? Is that what you guys think? I'm so full of the joy. I'm so full of the, but folks, listen, I'm focused. We're at war. I'm full of the joy of the Lord. It's all over me everywhere I go, but I'm focused, baby. We are at war. And I don't have time to sit around and play patty cake and play Dutra. I don't have time to do it. And it kind of grieved me that she thought, I don't know what she, what'd she think? I've got pickle juice in my mouth. What'd she think? Joy of the Lord's my strength, baby. It's my strength. But I saw something yesterday, and don't mean for this to sound too critical, although it will. Good church service, a lot of people there, all good, not criticizing anything, other than I saw it so open. Folks, church is non-participatory. The praise band comes up and play, and they did great job. Great. I'm not criticizing them. They're up on the stage, and everybody's kind of back there singing. Some are lifting their hands. Some are doing, and they do praise and worship. We know how that is. And then the children's come up, and they did their little thing. And then the pastor got up there and preached, and we went home. And there's never any call to do something with your faith. It's like going back. It's like, Derek, can I say this? It's like going to get a haircut every week. You don't get a haircut every week and get it done. And you walk out of there and you pay the barber and you go home. Pastor preaches, we go home. I'm not criticizing the church. It's happening everywhere. That's where it is, everywhere. But I learned something yesterday. It's a good sermon. He did well. Good heart. I can tell he has good heart. See, hey, friends, can I, you guys looking at me right now, you guys are strange. You know why you're strange? You do stuff. You actually do something with the gospel. You do something. The gospel isn't just something that you do to live your life and have hope and joy and charity and all those gifts. I mean, it's more than that. Why do you have the gifts of the Spirit? You have the gifts of the Spirit to go and serve. Go serve. And I'm thinking as that church left there yesterday, like many churches all across America, there was no charge, meaning go do this, go do this, go do this. And I'm sitting there in my chair and I'm thinking, golly, they should have seen Bob Evans this weekend. They should have seen Dave Allison this weekend. They should have seen Glenn. They should have seen Gary. They should have seen Betty. Serving. Go do something with what you heard. And I don't know if whether they don't know. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But it grieved me. It grieved me. But I learned this. I want to share it with you before we go here. Pull up number 3. Do you guys know the story of the prodigal son? We've all heard. Stop. Before you put it up there, Johnny, get it ready to put it up there. Don't put it up there yet. I learned this yesterday. The prodigal son. We all know. Everybody knows the proverb, the story of the prodigal son. Well, we know this, right? The prodigal psalm is about the boy, the son of the king, who left, went away and spent all of his money on righteous living, and then saw the light and came home, said, I'm going to come to myself. He came to himself, and he came back home, and his dad sees him. His dad runs to him, and, oh, the prodigal son, what a story. And we all think, well, the prodigal son, that's the son who left. That's the son who left and came back. He's a prodigal. My whole life, that's what I thought. And the pastor preached yesterday on the prodigal son. And I thought, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You guys know what prodigal means? It doesn't mean one who went, left, and came back. One who left, that's not what it means. Pull it up, Johnny. Went to Webster because I couldn't believe it. Prodigal is one given to extravagant expenditures. Expending money on other things without necessity. Profuse, lavish, wasteful. See, the story isn't about the guy coming back, although it is. The prodigal son is a guy who liberally, profusely, lavishly spent his money. So the prodigal son took his inheritance from his dad and went and spent it. That's what the prodigal son is about. He didn't have a focus on his life of what belonged to his father, and his father gave it to him. He went and blew it. It wasn't about him coming back home, although it is. But they called him the prodigal son because he took everything and went and spent it on righteous living. Isn't that something? Did you guys ever know that? That's what prodigal meant? A profuse, lavish, expended to excess or without necessity as prodigal expenses. So the prodigal son isn't about, the story isn't about a son that came home, although it is. It's about a guy who blew everything on righteous living. And I wonder, how many is that? Is that us? Is that what we are? Are we prodigals? Taking all the things that the Lord has given us and spending it on lavish, what is it, profuse, very liberal. Is that us? Is that the American church? And I would say it is. I'd say it is. So we look around at, well, pull up number six real quick, John. It's a standalone meme. How much time do I have, John? Shoot that up there for me, buddy, so I can see that. All right, I got to have 4 minutes here. Okay, go ahead, John. Pull up this. I got this meme yesterday on Facebook. Wow. Gandhi. Gandhi wasn't a Christian. But how about this? Gandhi said the seven blunders of the world that lead to violence are wealth without work. Can somebody say boom? Pleasure without conscience. Wow. Knowledge without character. Commerce, business without morality. Science without humanity. Worship without sacrifice. And politics without principle. That is a wow, isn't it? Isn't that a wow?
Wow.
Huh? This is, by the way, Gandhi's the one who gave us the phrase "love the sinner, hate the sin." That came from Gandhi. It didn't come from Jesus Christ. Okay, even though people quote it as having come from Almighty God. Look, I got a couple minutes here. I'm speaking to the Brideon audiences with us. This is what we do, folks. This is what we do here at Coach Dave Live. I got about 2 minutes left with you, and just let me speak to you just a second. All right. The people that are in here, what we call the queue, they log on at Coach Dave Live, and they enter in here every day. They get an opportunity, like I said yesterday in the church, I wanted to stand up, not in a bad way. I wanted to stand up and I wanted to share my revelation with everybody in the room, what that pastor was saying. I wanted to raise my hand and say, hey, pastor, here's what the Holy Spirit just said to me. But we don't have that opportunity to do that in church, do we? They did that, you would be disrupting the pastor's sermon and some usher would come and take you out of the room. But see, as I saw again this weekend, it's give and take. It's fellowship. It's what did the Lord say to you? What did the Lord say to you? What did the Lord say to you? Dave Allison came up to me afterwards. I'm not saying anything in any confidence, letting any confidence. He just said, Coach, oh, what a weekend. Coach, it changed me. It changed me. Folks, that's what the gathering together of the saints is supposed to do. We're supposed to be transformed by the way we think, by the renewing of our mind, by serving, by getting out of our comfort zone, by going, by doing, by speaking. And rarely is that happening in any place. That's why I love this crew here so much, because I know right now how many more of you wish you could have come, but you couldn't. Couldn't get away, the timing, whatever. I want you to know that something great happens when the saints gather together. Something unbelievable happens. And I just thank all of you out there again who contributed to our trip, those of you who came, and we made a difference for the kingdom. I just want to thank you for that. So I think I'm out of time here on Brideon. Folks, Brideon, this is kind of pre-taped. It's not live because I'm doing my morning show. I'm doing my morning show. And if you want to be able to join us on our morning show, you just go to CoachDaveLive.com. CoachDaveLive.com, click on it. It's interactive. You can come in here. You can be one of the contributors. And believe it or not, here at Coach Dave Live, what you think matters. We'd love to hear from you. Come and join us. We're doing great work. Great team. Great work. God bless you. We'll see you guys next week. Okay, can I shift gears here on you real quick? Now, can I get down and dirty with you folk out there? Because I'm going to show you something else. Hey, Jonathan, pull up. Make sure I want to show you that. Yeah. Pull up Facebook, my Facebook, Johnny. Are you guys ready? You guys ready to puke? Ready to puke? I was just sitting around. I was just scrolling down. I was just scrolling down my Facebook page. So this is not casting aspersions at anybody or anything. Go scroll down, John. Just wait a minute. Johnny, I got it wrong. I just want you to go to Facebook, not my page. Can you do that? Just go to Facebook. Because I want to, okay, folks, I want you to watch here. Just give me 10 minutes here. I want you to watch the advertisements of local churches about Easter. Go ahead, scroll down. We'll find one, John. At random, we'll find one here. Oh, there's, no, that wasn't it. Keep going. I'm sorry, I should have this already set up. They'll pop up. Oh, there's one. Keep coming. Hey, Easter. By the way, hey, folks. Discovery Church? What? Discovery Church? Click on that. Let's see what they're going to do. What Discovery Church is going to do for us. Oh, they don't have a video. Okay, go to the next one. Go to the next one. We got all kinds of videos here of people popping up telling us what they're going to bring your kids. We got an Easter egg hunt. Say, Coach, you're making it up. No, I'm not. They normally pop up, boom, one after another, after another, after another. Well, so much for, there we go. Hey, who's this guy? He's at the Maranatha Bible Church, okay? Now, he's inviting people.
And we believe that everyone should have a place to worship the risen King on that day. So we would like to invite you to worship with us on Easter Sunday. We will have services at both 9 a.m. and 10:45 a.m., and that day is going to be filled with loving community, engaging worship, and rich gospel teaching. So if you're looking for a place to call your church home on that day, it would be an honor to have you here.
Okay, go to another one. There'll be another one pop up now. Be another one. I mean, I don't, nothing against marketing, right? What are they marketing? Hey, keep going. All right, hey, Calvary Lighthouse Church. I don't know where they are. Car, you know, what are they doing? Well, maybe not doing it, just a picture. Huh? Keep going. You guys can do this on your own. Just scroll through and see some of these. Wait a minute, was she one? I don't think so. Go ahead. No, starting your own podcast. That's not it. Daggone. See when? Come see. Wait a minute. Hey. Thrive Church. Let's go to Thrive Church, okay? Go ahead. Come on, let's go. Go to the next one. Oh, I can't wait. We can go and have fun. And they'll have Easter eggs. What? Go ahead. Keep going. Oh, man. Once you start looking for them, then you start. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, Covenant Fellowship Church. Let's see what they're going to do. By the way, all of these pastors are 35, 38, 40 young guys, right? They can't wait to meet you. I can't wait to meet you at Covenant Church. What's this one? No, that's not it. That's not it. Hang on. Oh, Revolution Church. I want to go to Revolution Church. Let's see. What, do they have a video? No? No, they don't have a video. Do they? Hey, good. Keep going. I want you to see one of these got like seven services. Coach, you're so critical. I'm just pointing out what I see. What's this? Wait a minute. What church was that? Oh, right there. Northwest Chapel. I don't think they have a video. Keep going. I'm about done. I want to get you one good one here. Oh, Easter Friday ad. That's Revolution Church. I don't know if they have a video. Keep going. Oh, Russ is our daggone Russ. Come on, one more. Oh! At the Summit Church. The Summit Church. Oh, let's go to Easter at Bellevue. They don't have a video. Where are all those videos I was watching yesterday? Say, Coach, this is happening April. Oh, no, that's something else. Here we go. This
is a profound meaning behind Jesus' ultimate sacrifice for humanity, giving his own life so we could find ours. Our Good Friday service will be a standalone experience of gratitude, contemplation, and extended worship. But we're not ending there. Join us Saturday and Sunday as we celebrate his victory over death and his miraculous resurrection. He is risen. You can find all service times and register for both Good Friday and Easter services online.
scrolling down one more. I know I'm cynical. I know I'm cynical. Folks, Easter isn't even a Christian holiday. Sorry.
I will discover Easter.
Let's go down one more. It's having seven services or eight services. Five of them on Thursday, four of them on Friday. It grieves my heart. I don't think that one has a video. Somebody come on in here. You rescue me here the last 10 minutes of this show. I want to find one of those real good videos. Faith Community. The names are what drive me crazy. Keep going. Where are the husbands and wives of Pastor Sheila and Pastor Tom? Where's that one? One Covenant. Yeah, you're invited, but that's doesn't give us a video. I want to know. Do you have any egg hunts going on? Any egg hunts going on that day? Wow. Walnut Creek Church. Okay, I'll stop. I can't find it. I'm sorry I wasted so much of your time. Come on in, RJ. Keep looking.
Yeah, coach. They all
freeze right there. Freeze right there. Go ahead, RJ. We'll show this in a minute. Go ahead, RJ.
Yeah, you got to figure that most of them have a budget and they're expected by the elders or whoever, trustees, to present, get a billboard, spend the money, put it out there on social media, bring in a crowd, and do the whole deal. What if two of them started putting up a sign that says, Ishtar, come and find out the reality of what is Ishtar.
Amen. Or how about this one, RJ? Here's what I say. How about if they went downtown and held the service out on the street where people could actually come? Because look, can I tell you what?
Amen.
They're recruiting customers. Now, they won't tell you that's what it is, but they're recruiting customers. Go ahead and play this video. Hey, folks. It's not fun. Easter isn't fun.
Just take a quick moment to invite you.
Go ahead.
My name is Ben, and I'm the lead pastor at North Cross Church in Lakeville. And I wanted to just take a quick moment to invite you to come and to celebrate Easter with us. One of the things I've noticed is that people right now are really looking for hope. There's so much going on in our world that can cause us fear or give us feelings of uncertainty about the future. But what about hope? Where is it that we can find hope? Well, I believe that the greatest hope you could ever have is connected to what happened on Easter. And I'd love the opportunity to tell you more about that. For all the details about Easter with North Cross, probably the easiest thing to do is to go to our website and to click on the Easter tab. And I look forward to hopefully seeing you on Easter.
Play, hold it right there. See, now, folks, this is important. What happened to the elder men? The elder men say, well, coach, these younger guys, they draw people their age. I'm going to tell you this. I can't go sit under a guy like that. I can't go sit under that. Come on in, Tom.
Well, I call it Resurrection Day. But what primarily, I've done for a long time, and Lord's put on my heart to do a fast, and I'm just sharing it with you guys, keep us in prayer, but I'm just going to carry that cross around our area. And it doesn't matter really where someone goes. The key is, like we know, he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. From the first time I did it, and if somebody comes up and asks me, hey, where do you go to church? I said, well, first off, get to Jesus. Mm. And it doesn't matter where I go. And that's just carry the cross without a sign or anything. Just carry the cross because it's no Easter egg. And I'm not going to go off, whatever. It's just a cross. Point people to the cross, and when people see the cross, a wooden cross, that drag in the ground, and it's like just carrying it, I can't tell you the number of people that had just came up and said, hey, what are you doing? And I just share them, hey, this time it's not about this or that. It's about Jesus dying, paying for your sins. Have you repented? Because there is a judgment. And I just give them a, you know, a pleasant, yeah, not a pleasant, but not a, I'm not yelling or enough like that. I just kind of look at them and say, listen, it's appointed for man once to die and then the judgment. Do you know him? Have you surrendered to him? And this is what, you know, people at this time of Passover, what the cross is about.
So Tom, I think what this guy just prayed. But those guys who are making those advertisements would say, well, we're trying to get him into the building. If we get him into the building, see, folks, we have it backwards. We're supposed to go. We're supposed to go.
Right. Them. Get him into Christ and let Christ take them to wherever.
That's right. See, we could have set up a church up in at Indian Lake, invited everybody to come. We could have done that. But we went to them. We went and served them. And so we all know that Easter is a joyous time. But it's somber, man. If you think that celebrating Easter and forgetting Good Friday, by the way, both pagan, right? We get it. We get what's going on there. But we're offering fun. In the time in which we live, fun and security and happiness and joy, Easter egg hunts. And, oh, we've so missed it. And the wisdom, in my opinion, the wisdom of the elders who would stand in the pulpit and teach the youngers. I'm not, you know, get an old guy like me, they farm him out. And he's old fashioned. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old. So look, I kind of been all over the place today, haven't I? I have. But I don't want to be pucker faced, but I see these things. I see these. And I don't want to be critical. I don't want to be a guy that's always criticizing, but it's the football coach in me said he didn't do that right. That's not blocked properly. They're not going to score any touchdowns because they're not blocking that properly. That's the coach in me. And I want to help. I want to help them learn to block and tackle. But they don't get it. They don't get it. That's the way I see it. So, what time to be alive, man? I got some stuff I didn't get to today that I'll get to tomorrow. It's really unbelievable. Come on in, Randy, rescue me here these last 3 minutes.
Coach, no, you're trying to paint the picture. I get it, and I see it. But coach, these churches like that, like we're seeing, everything's so lovely, and it's just everything's nice and pretty and clean and pristine. Look, when things get hard, they won't have any message. They're, I mean, the message is Christ, but they can't market that anymore. It'll go away. Right. The marketing will be somebody just tell me we can make it to tomorrow. Somebody just give me some hope. Somebody tell me we can get through this. You know, that's what they're getting ready to face. So, coach, the real church is getting ready to stand up. This fluffy church, it'll go away when the pressure hits. It won't have a place.
Amen. Amen. And so, Randy, exactly what we I was saying earlier when we read Psalm 37, right? It ain't all bed and roses, and Jesus loves everybody. Why do we share that message? That is not the message. We are in a war, and you're going to have to pick a team. Which team are you on? And if you're on the team, baby, you got to play. You can't just wear a uniform and sit in the stands. You can't, you gotta move from being a fan of Jesus to a servant of Jesus. They're not the same thing, baby. Not the same thing. And that's why, again, I'm so grateful to Bob Evans and Betty, and I could run down the litany of Bill Dunphy. God bless Bill Dunphy, bringing his grandkids under indictment, looking to be thrown in jail, brings his young kids out there to serve, his grandchildren to serve, right? Yeah, I got that, RJ. Ann Barnett last week. Nice. So, hey, listen, I don't know what's going on with this eclipse, but it is certainly a sign in the skies, isn't it? It means something. I'm not doom and gloom with it. I don't know what's going on, but baby, there is something happening. We had the most unbelievable full moon last night. Did you guys have that? That popped up over sky high. Man, oh man, oh man. At the same time, the sun set on one end, the moon popped up on the other side. Unbelievable. Oh, man. A lot going on. God bless y'all. We'll see you tomorrow, Tuesday, I guess.